Oasis Audio presents A Deadly Business by Lise Wheel with April Henry. Read for you by Ashley Lawrence. Chapter 1. Monday. There are a million ways to die. As a prosecutor in Seattle's King County Violent Crimes Unit, Mia Quinn had become familiar with far too many. But before the first week of November was over, she would learn there were even more ways than she'd thought. "Good afternoon, Your Honor," Mia said as Judge Rivas took the bench. Her phone hummed in her pocket, signaling a call or text, but she ignored it. Judge Rivas was a stickler for courtroom decorum. He inclined his buzz-cut head toward Mia, who stood at attention behind the prosecution table. "Good afternoon, Counselor." He turned toward the empty defense table. "Is Mr. Dawkins here?" The courtroom clerk, Trevor Gostin, answered, "Yes, he's in with Mr. Young." Despite the formal titles used in court, Mia thought that Trevor's use of Mr. most certainly did not belong with the name Young. Rolf Dawkins was a defense attorney, a gentleman from the top of his silver hair down to his highly polished wingtips, and Bernard Young was the glowering 22-year-old defendant he represented, a.k.a. the monster who had raped and strangled two runaway girls. Today Young was to be sentenced. There were only a few observers in the courtroom, most of them relatives of the girls. Mia had asked for life in prison and felt confident Young would get it. Her case was airtight. Dawkins had done what he could, but she was sure down to her bones that it wouldn't be enough. Young would never be able to hurt anyone again. A side door opened and Rolf walked in, followed by Young in an orange jumpsuit. A sheriff's deputy brought up the rear. Mia watched them walk toward the defense table, not thinking about anything except how her phone was buzzing again. Maybe she could manage to sneak a peek as she sat down. Then Young's upper lip curled back in his eyes.